Well, Geraldine, we're outside the hospital at the moment. There seems to be quite a scene of destruction going on behind us. What's happening there?
Well, it's really exciting. They're just finishing off demolishing the old E block, which is where the new accident emergency will be built. So for the last couple of weeks, we pinned down construction have been here, and they have been knocking down the old building. So we are just about, it's just about cleared, and it's really exciting for me because I'm looking forward to the time. At the end of next year, we'll have a new accident and emergency building that will be completed and ready for use. So there we will increase our number of bays from 11 to 16, and we'll have our high dependency unit there and also 23 our beds. So this is really quite an exciting time, but for me and also the executive who've been planning this for a couple of years, and also for the community who can actually now see that things are really happening. We were fortunate enough to open our three-bed palliative care service in December, and that's been well utilised already. But to actually see the biggest part of the redevelopment happening, you know, it's just so exciting.
Now, obviously, there is quite a bit of destruction going on over there. There was no hint of this a couple of days ago. How did they manage to do that?
Well, they've actually been demolishing it from the back. So there've been trucks in and out all week and from part of last week. But it's only since they've got to the front of the building that you can actually see it. But it has been happening for a couple of weeks.
So how long has this redevelopment been going on for now?
Well, we started, we did the business plan and the design phase. That's been going on for a couple of years. But the actual, we did a forwards work package. So that really has been going on since about 2009. And I think for people who just pass by, they probably don't see the amount of work that's just been done. But now that there's actually evidence of a huge big building gone, they will actually see it happening. And I think they'll be quite excited.
It is pretty exciting to see now that there is actually something visible. Mm. So how far along are we in the redevelopment?
Well, we've finished the forwards work package, and that was to sort out the draining and also put in emergency generators, and we put in electrical switch rooms. We've also completed the palliative care, and now we're on phase two, which is the demolishing and building of the new accident emergency. So what we've actually done is we've actually knocked down an old building that was used, and what our plan is, we will build the new state-of-the-art accident and emergency department, and then once it's completed at the end of 2012, we will move people over into that. So we are providing a service at the same time as we are renovating. So this is quite challenging for the staff and the community to organise, and I think it's last year we actually moved 18 departments, and to be actually renovating a hospital is huge because we have to ensure that services are provided at all times.
It would be just a logistical nightmare, I would imagine. What sort of feedback have you been getting from the public?
Well, I think that they've been really very pleased. I think when they were doing, you know, the drainage, it wasn't very exciting really. But I think when they saw the palliative care beds that have been built and opened, and it's at the back of the hospital, and it's very, very nice. And we had a lot of positive comments from the families that have used it. And a lot of families have used it even in this short time since it's been open in December. But I think that now that they see, they drive down Piccadilly Street and the building is totally gone, I think they will be a bit shocked.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be a large hole. I must admit, I didn't realise quite how big that block was until the building was taken away.
Well, I think that's actually interesting. Even for me, when you see it on paper and you're planning and you're working out where the rooms will be and where the equipment is and how you'll use it, to actually see the extent of the actual footprint is quite tremendous. And I think that Pindan, the builders, have managed to demolish this building, except for a bit of noise, without too much disruption to the services that we provide at the hospital.